Major Majak Daniel Tuor, the acting Jonglei State Police spokesperson, confirms officers have forcefully closed at least 25 private clinics, pharmacies and drug stores in Bor Town during the operation that continues today. He says the police are entitled to arrest anyone who resists the shutdowns.
And it is all about implementation of the order of the Ministry of Health, Jonglei State, trying to screen the private clinics within Jonglei State for municipality in order to make improvement on the service and quality of the service of medical services being rendered and given within for municipality. But we, as the police, we are entitled as law enforcement agencies. So we are told to do, to make what has been decided by the policymakers to be implemented. So we are facing many resistance.
Jonglei State Health Minister Atong Kwal Manyang announced last week that any medical facilities found without operating licenses and qualified employees must be shut down. Manyang says her ministry is working with the security operatives, including the police, to ensure that the order is fully implemented. She is urging the owners of the health facilities which have been closed to obtain the required legal documents before reopening or risk severe repercussions.
The disadvantage of not doing that are outweighing the benefit, because if they come and get those documents, that is as simple as that. But if they do not follow that, it means it will cost them more because they will also get more penalties. They may also even go to the court. I think for their own good, it's better to come and get the documents and then you start your work.
Manyang says the decision to screen all clinics, pharmacies and drug stores was made after the health ministry received numerous reports of patients dying while being treated at private health facilities due to unprofessionalism on the part of medical workers. Several owners of the affected health facilities declined to comment on the closure of their facilities. Bor resident Aten Jacob Akoy says the shutdowns will help improve health services.
There has been unprofessionals, those who have not specialized in the medical field. They are the one working in the market. They have turned medical profession as a business thing, in which once you move to Uganda and just come with medicine and open these or our own whatever house and start selling drugs. They don't even care about the temperature and some conditions which are necessary for the drug stores. So we support and it's the right decision taken by the ministry. And the minister in particular, we thank her for commitment.
Akoy says the health ministry should continue to regulate all health facilities so that quality services are provided to the local population. In a survey conducted last month by the state health ministry, only 53 out of 109 health facilities that were assessed presented operational licenses. Three facilities had expired documents. The same survey also revealed that some pharmacies and drug stores hired unqualified employees. The workers were either underage or did not have proper medical training. In March last year, a court in Bor sentenced two health workers to 3 years in prison after both were found guilty of medical negligence in connection with the death of a 15-year-old girl at a private clinic. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.